Well, come in. Today we're doing an old school drum and bass move that never stops working, a call and response riff. But we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with a mastering mindset inside the track, and we're keeping CPU load low the whole time. Here's the goal. You'll build two simple synth parts, a bright, stabby call that grabs attention, and a darker, heavier response that answers it. Then we'll route both into a single riff bus and put a tiny, efficient Minimaster chain on that bus so the hook hits hard, stays controlled, and doesn't wreck your drums. Quick vibe check. Think 90s rave stabs, rolling breaks, dark key, but with modern cleanliness. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 for this. Time signature 4/4. And if you want an easy classic mood, pick F minor or G minor. Not mandatory, but it helps you make decisions faster. Now a CPU rule before we even start. Keep this lean. Stock synths like Waveatable, Analog, and Simpler. One reverb return, not a reverb on every track. And once you like a sound, freeze it. Freezing is your best friend when a project starts getting exciting and heavy. Next, we need drum context. Even though this is mastering area thinking, you can't balance or control loudness in a vacuum. So build the simple drum foundation. Create a drum group. Put a drum rock on one track with a clean kick and snare. Then add a break loop on a separate audio track for that jungle texture. For the pattern, keep it classic. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick on 1. And then a second kick on that and after 2. That gives you that rolling push without getting fancy. On the drum group, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2:1. Then bring the threshold down until you're seating about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing, it's about gently tying the drums together so you've got a stable reference. After glue, add a limiter as a safety net. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB, and don't push into it yet. It's just catching the occasional spike. Now let's build the call. Create a MIDI track and name it Call Stab. Load Waveatable. We're going for a Hoover stab vibe without going deep into sound design, so keep it simple. Oscillator 1 on a saw wave, oscillator 2 on a square or another saw, and attune it slightly. For unison, use two voices only, with a low amount. This is a big CPU saver. 8-voice unison sounds cool, but it can turn your session into a laptop heater. Filter, choose a low pass 24, set cutoff somewhere in the wheel adjusted later zone. Maybe between 400 Hz and 2K Hz depending on how bright it is. Add a tiny bit of drive if it feels too polite. Now shape it like a stab. Amp envelope. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it doesn't hold. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it ends cleanly, but not clicky. Then do a tiny CPU light processing chain. First, saturator, soft clip mode on, drive around 2 to 5 dB. Then match the output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. You want density, not a volume trick. Then EQ 8, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. This is important. You're leaving the real low end for the sub and bass. And if it's biting your ears, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 5 kHz zone, maybe 2 dB. Don't over EQ. If you find yourself doing surgery, go back and adjust the synth first. Now write the call MIDI as a one-bar phrase. Keep it short and syncopated. Think staccato hits, with little gaps. In F minor as an example, you might hit F, then AB, then C up in a higher octave. The exact notes don't matter as much as the rhythm and the short length. Old school stabs are about punctuation. Here's a classic old school trick that costs basically nothing. Add a tiny pitch envelope for bite. In Waveatable, modulate pitch up by about 3 to 7 semitones with a super fast decay, like 10 to 30 milliseconds. You're not making it sound out of tune. You're creating that quick thwip transient that reads through breaks. Cool. Now we build the response. Create another MIDI track named Response Reese. Load analog for a more old school tone. Set oscillator 1 to saw, octave down 1. Oscillator 2 also saw, and detune it slightly. Not ridiculous detune, just enough to make it speak. Filter. Low pass 24 again. Keep the cutoff darker, maybe 150 to 600 Hz. Low resonance. Amp envelope. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Decay 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain medium so it can hold weight. Release 120 to 250 milliseconds so it tails off naturally. Processing. Again minimal. Saturator with 3 to 6 dB drive. Then EQ 8. High pass at 30 to 40 Hz just to clean subrumble. If it feels too thin, a small bump around 200 to 400 Hz can help, but be careful. That zone can also get boxy and fight the snare body. For movement, add auto filter either on the synth or later on the bus. A tiny cutoff automation per bar is enough. We're going for talking motion, not a big wobble. Now write the response MIDI as a one bar answer. The response should be fewer notes and more weight. In F minor, you might hold an F down low, like F2, or do a simple F2 to Eb2 move. Let it feel like it's replying, not competing. Here's the concept that makes this musical. The call lives more in the mid and high area, it's bright and quick. The response lives more in the mid-low area, darker and steadier. That contrast is the hook. Now arrange it like classic DNB. Go to Arrangement View and make an 8 to 16 bar layout. Here's a super reliable 8 bar plan. Bars 1 and 2, drums only, tease it. Bars 3 and 4, bring in the call every other bar. Bars 5 and 6, alternate call and response. Bars 7 and 8, make it tighter. Maybe a little fill. Maybe both appear closer together, but don't clutter it. A simple 2-bar loop that works forever is, bar 1 is call, bar 2 is response. Repeat it 4 times, then add one variation at the end so it feels alive. Variation ideas that are very old school and cost 0 CPU, transpose the call up by 2 semitones on bar 8 for hype, or even do a micro transpose, plus 1 semitone on the last bar before looping. It creates that wrong but right tension. Or mute the first beat of the response once, so the drums punch through and the return feels louder without any gain change. Negative space is free loudness. Now the key part of this lesson. The CPU light riff bus mastering chain. Select call and response and group them. Name the group riff bus. On the riff bus, insert EQ 8 first. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Depending on whether your sub is separate. If your response is providing a lot of low end, you might set that high pass lower. If you have a dedicated sub track, you can set it higher. Also, if there's harshness, try a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB with a moderate Q. Next, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so some transient gets through. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And turn on soft clip. This is a very DNB-friendly move, because it catches spiky peaks without sounding like obvious limiting. Important coaching note here, you want short moments of gain reduction, not constant squashing. If you're seeing 5 to 8 dB reduction all the time, the riff will actually feel smaller, and it can mess with the perceived punch of your snare when the hook comes in. After glue, add saturator. Drive just 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Again, output match. We're aiming for thickness and loudness that feels built in, not a volume jump. After that, a limiter just to catch the last peaks. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. And try to keep it to 1 to 2 dB of reduction on peaks only. That chain is the whole idea. Clean, then glue, then thicken, then catch. It's basically a minimaster for the hook, and it stays stable and light on CPU. Now let's set levels and keep this master ready. Rough balance. Drums should feel strong. The riff bus should be loud enough to be the hook, but it should not steal the drum transient. If, when the riff enters, the snare suddenly feels smaller, do not immediately crank the drum compressor. The faster fix is usually, turn the riff bus down 1 to 2 dB, then bring back presence with harmonics, meaning a touch more saturator or a tiny pedal on the call, rather than raw volume. On the master channel, keep it simple for now. One limiter, ceiling minus 0.3 dB. During the mix stage, don't slam it. If your master limiter is shaving more than about 2 to 3 dB through the drop, you're in damage control mode. Rebalance groups instead of leaning on the limiter. A beginner safe headroom target. In the loudest section, aim for master peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB before final mastering. If you're already at zero, don't pull the master down. Pull your groups down. That keeps your processing behaving consistently. Now optional extras that feel very DNB, still CPU friendly. Instead of inserting reverb everywhere, use returns. Create return as reverb. Use hybrid reverb, but keep it light. A small plate or room. Predelay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Decay 1.2 to 2 seconds. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't smear the low end. Create return B as delay. Use echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter inside echo so it's not super boomy or super fizzy. Send more of a call to reverb and delay, and send less of the response. That keeps the response heavy and forward, while the call gets that classic rave space tail. Now two quick teacher moves that help a lot. First, do a mono reality check early. Put utility on the Riff bus, and map a key to the mono button. Toggle it occasionally. If your Riff loses most of its power in mono, it means you built the hook out of width instead of tone. Fix it by reducing unison width, and keep low mids more centered. If you want width, keep it mostly above a couple hundred hertz. Second, a dynamic clarity trick with almost no CPU. Put auto filter after EQ on the Riff bus. Set it to a gentle low pass or band pass, and use a small envelope amount. The goal is subtle. Loud notes tuck a little harshness. Quieter hits stay bright. It's like pseudo-dynamics without a multiband. Common mistakes to avoid as you refine this. 1. Making the Riff too wide in the low mids. Under about 150 to 200 Hz should be basically mono energy. 2. Overcompressing the Riff bus. If it's constantly clamped, it will feel small and your drums will feel weird. 3. Reverb on everything. Old school is about space and contrast, not wash. 4. No contrast between call and response. If both are bright and busy, it turns into noise instead of a hook. 5. Letting the master limiter do all the work. If you're smashing the master, the mix balance is the issue. Now your mini practice assignment, so you actually luck this in. Build a 16-bar call and response drop. Bars 1 to 8, build. Drums and a teaser call. Bars 9 to 16, drop. Full call and response. Make three versions of the Riff bus chain. Version A, EQ, glue, limiter. Version B, add saturator. Version C, add subtle mid-side cleanup with EQ8, rolling off the side channel somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz, so width lives in higher character frequencies.